Hello and welcome to Module 2 of Live Your Dreams. My name is Liz Jansen, and in this module, we're going to be talking about how to identify your strengths and going through some exercises that show you how to do that, and then we'll talk about what you can do with that. Before we get into that, I'd like to do a visioning exercise. You had one of these in your handouts, in your resources last week, and in this module and in every module from here on in, I'd like to start the session with this just because it helps get us grounded and, you know, get our minds free of clutter and just set up for the work that we're going to be doing now. It's important that we have an open mind and a clear mind. To do this, I'd like you to close your eyes and take slow, deep, conscious breaths. Take some deep breaths in through your nose and then exhale slowly through your nose. And take a few of those. And just quiet yourself. Get grounded. Get centered. Take those slow, deep breaths. Get your mind free of the clutter, of all the distractions from the day. Leave the day behind you. All the thoughts that are running through your mind, just put them aside for now. You've got work to do. You want to focus on the task at hand and how you use this to live your dreams. Just keep breathing those slow, deep breaths. Feel your power center. Feel where that is in you. Usually it's around your solar plexus. And as you breathe in, feel that power that's there, the power that you have within you that's waiting to be expressed. That's the one that connects you to spirit, to other living beings. That's the strength and the energy that's within you. Focus on this strength and how it feels. Keep breathing, focusing on that strength, your power. Keep your mind free of clutter and ask that it be open and that you're receptive to what you're about to learn. Take a few more deep breaths, slowly, with gratitude. Open your eyes. Thank you. Last week we talked about how to get your bearings. You'll recall that step one, which is get your bearings and started last week, is really going to take us three steps. The reason for that is because it's so important to set a good solid foundation from which to build on. We're going to continue with that, with identifying your strengths this week. Last week, and in the work that you did, you identified your top values and prioritized those. Then you went and defined the dream that you have as best as you could. The last thing, the third thing that you did, was to identify where you are now in relationship to that dream. Now I'm going to ask you to put those things aside for now. We're going to work on another component of that, which is identifying your strengths, and we're going to come back to that. For now, you can put that aside and let it just keep working. As we do this this week and next week, you will gain clarity into what your dream is and also to what your current situation is, and that's going to help you. We're going to bring them all together at the end. This week, we're going to talk about your strengths. So how do you tap into unused resources? We all have them. The strengths, the talents that you have, these are what you're going to use to live your dreams. These are what are calling out for you to use and to seek creative expression. You're going to leverage those and work those into the action steps. And the last objective for tonight is to power up and how to do that. You may have heard of a term called projection. This is something we do all the time, and we do it without even realizing that we do it. We do it when we look at other people that we either admire or dislike. What we're actually doing is projecting characteristics of ourselves on them. And we do it because it's easier for us to deal with it that way than to have to face it ourselves. We do this, as I said, with both positive and negative attributes. Now, we're going to talk about just the positive tonight. Tonight, we're going to be focusing on your strengths. A lot of these things you can do for your shadows, too. We're going to talk about that next week, though. The reason you want to identify this and to make this real for you is because now when you're attributing it to another person rather than taking ownership of it yourself, you're giving away your energy. You want to bring back that energy. You also want to claim those positive attributes that are there because those are things that are in you. It's often hard to admit, just as it's easier for us to accept that we have qualities that are not so good, our shortcomings. They're easier to accept than our strengths sometimes. Bear in mind, though, when you see somebody and you see something positive in them, those qualities are also in you. Let me give you an example of that. This is something that somebody wrote on Facebook. And it had to do with a story that I was in, and it had to do also with a little motorcycle mishap, and we talked about that. So this was her comment about that article. I actually loved reading about how you got yourself into that jam, Liz, how it made you feel and how you got out of it. Empowered comes to mind when I think of you, Liz Jansen. That's quite a high accolade, and I was humbled by it and grateful for having said that. What I turned around to her, though, because I know this person and I know how much work she does and how hard she works, how empowered she is as a person. She doesn't see this in herself. And I turned back that mirror analogy to her and I said, you know, these are characteristics that are in you too. Thank you for all the work you're doing. So while she was giving me an extreme compliment, I wanted to make sure that she realized that I was reflecting back to her what is actually in her. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about when I'm talking about projection. Mirroring is another way of talking about it. So others reflect parts of your own consciousness back to you. And you say, really? Those things are in me? Really, they are. This is an opportunity to see yourself as you really are. So think about the people around you and think about the kind of people that you're attracting. And they all have lessons for you, some to a greater degree than others. So see it as that, as an opportunity. See it as an opportunity for you to grow. You've seen the image, which I didn't have, but there's an image of a mirror kind of like this where a little kitten is looking in and what's looking back at her is a big lion. And that's what she saw when she looked in the mirror. So look in the mirrors now. The mirrors are other people that you see around you. The reason I'm asking you to do this is because it's hard to identify those strengths or hard to admit that we have those strengths. So if we use what we admire in other people and come back to that, it's easier to do it that way. Not only are other people your mirrors, you are also a mirror for other people. So you are both a student and a teacher. I am a student and a teacher. People mirror things back to me all the time. And if I'm thinking about what they're bringing back to me, I can use that. I should use that. I can use that as an opportunity to grow and to become stronger. Focus on what other people are trying to tell you. One of the exercises, the first part of the exercise that you have for homework this week is to find out who your mirrors are. I've got on your worksheet a couple of examples that I want you to think about. So I want you to think about a few different people who are in your life and qualities you admire. I don't want you to think about qualities you dislike right now. We'll save that for next week. So look at the qualities that you admire in other people. You're going to write down what the name of that person is and what the qualities are that you admire. And you're going to do this for at least three people. You can do it for more if you want, but three is the minimum. And when you're done with that, I want you to look at what are the common things, what are the common themes that you see in those people, and list those at the end. It's all explained in your handouts. So that's the first part of the exercise. And it's kind of interesting to do this. So remember, just take people that you admire and write down what it is you admire about them. The next thing I want to talk about here is repeating patterns. We all have them. Events in our lives follow predictable patterns. And we do the same, we follow the same patterns over and over again. And if you read anybody's, if you look at anybody's life, you can see that they have these patterns as well. If you read biographies of great people, you will see that they also have patterns in their life and they're used to handling things a certain way. We want to be able to identify those patterns and the rhythms that we have in those patterns, because even the most accomplished amongst us have highs and we have lows. We all know that life isn't just smooth. That there's, you know, the lows are the times when we're learning. If everything was just good all the time, we didn't have to worry about anything, or we didn't have to, there were no challenges, we would never grow. And what kind of a boring life would that be? Sometimes we wish for that, but can you imagine if that was really the case? It's the times when we have the challenges and when we need to call from within our reservoir of strength and pull on up those reserves and deal with ourselves, that's when we grow. That's when we experience new things and we realize how much power we really have. Think about that power center that you taught, that you felt when we were doing that visioning exercise earlier. These repeating patterns are the central element of this module. Being able to identify them and to look at how you handle things. It's really hard to see them in ourselves. It's easier to see them in other people. You may think about people in your lives and you think about patterns that they have in relationships or jobs, and you think, there they go again, same old thing, same old pattern, and you can almost predict how it's going to end up. We want to stop those repeating patterns that aren't working for us. And we want to identify how we can make them work for us, because this is about living our dream. And so how do we do that? How do we break out of the patterns that we've adopted that we're comfortable with, even though they may be difficult? How do we do that and live our dreams? Even though the details in some of these patterns are different, so one may be with relationships, another one may be with your jobs, you can probably pick out the same theme, even though the characters and some of the roles are different. The theme will be the same. And that's because we have our favorite ways of adapting and responding. And these are ways that we've been taught. We've been taught this from a really young age. We act unconsciously. Our subconscious is telling us what to do from tapes that were recorded in our head before we were even 7 years old, and they play a major part. We don't even know that they're there. So we're going to spend some time, and again, this will be in the work that you have coming up during the next week, about how to do this. So let me give you an example from my own background on what I mean by this. And I'm going to be asking you to write these things down as well and to think about patterns. And you're going to do this again for a few different patterns that you have. Here's a pattern that this goes back a ways to when I was nursing. And this is a pattern that has repeated itself. So I want you to think about a time when you were successful, when you did something successful, an event. What led up to it? What were the steps that went into it? And who else was involved? What were some of the decision points and how did you do that? Here's my example. This was when I was working as an occupational health nurse in a factory. I was also working in health and safety. And I was doing well in this job. It was time, though, for me to do something else. I was feeling a little restless. I was looking for more of a challenge to do. You've got to remember at this time, or realize, because you don't know this, that I was very different. I was a very different person then, the same person, I guess, but I responded to things differently. And I did not have the same sense of power even then that I do now. Definitely didn't. Nonetheless, I was doing well in this job, but I was restless. I was bored. I was looking for more to do. It hadn't occurred to me that I would be able to leave this job and look for something else. I was looking for something else within this organization in this small town that I was working in. So I saw an opportunity because there wasn't really much going on in terms of a training department. And I thought, you know, I would really like to do that. I enjoy training and I already have been doing some safety training, so maybe there's an opportunity for me to work in training, to move into that and to add that to my responsibilities. Now, it was non-traditional because this was a very conservative place. I was already working in a bit of a non-traditional role because I was working in health and safety in a manufacturing plant, which is usually a role that was given to men. It hadn't even dawned on me. I mean, it was something that I just wanted to do. So it was a bit non-traditional. And now this opportunity, the reason this was non-traditional was because I was identified as a nurse. As a matter of fact, if I went back to that place right now, they'd probably still call me the nurse. And I had trouble breaking out of that role because I wanted to be seen for other skills than besides being a nurse, because there was other things that I was doing. So I saw this opportunity. It was something different. And then I thought, no, you know what? I'm not good enough for that. I would never, you know, I have to stand up in front of people and talk and I'm not qualified. You know, all these things that go through your mind. And it would take too much out of me and they're never going to go for it anyways. And I'm just not good enough to do it. So just forget it. So that was something that I discounted. And then as these things happen, just like the dream that you're living, you're wanting to live now, it comes back to you. It doesn't go away because this is something your spirit wants to do. This is where you're being led so you can be the most that you can be. That's why we're here with our unique skills and abilities. I had a skill, an ability that wasn't being expressed. So it was making itself known and making me restless again. So I still wanted to give it a try. And I knew that I could do it. I really, in my heart of hearts, knew that I could do it. And finally, I said, why not? What's to lose? I made an appointment with my boss, who I was somewhat fearful of. And I went in to talk to him and I said, you know, what do you think if I could try working in training? Here's some ideas that I have and some things that I could do. And he thought, he looked at me and it had not even occurred to him, because he also saw me as a nurse, that I could do health and safety training. I could also do other human resources kinds of training. Now, at this time, I was not working in human resources, but I'd been taking courses and I developed an interest, and that's what prompted all these things. So it hadn't occurred to him that I would even consider doing anything else, because why wouldn't I just be happy being a nurse? Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just that there was something different that I wanted to do. He said, sure, we'll try it. And I ended up getting an expanded role, and I ended up getting a raise out of it, and I loved what I did. It was great. I really enjoyed it, and that became a big turning point for me. I still remember that. So I started in a whole new role. That was the end of my cycle. That's the success pattern that was in, except it's a cycle, so it's not the end of the pattern. When I think about it, then I was doing something else. So what you do then is test it in another situation. So what happened with me, I was that I got back to the top where I was doing well in this job, and that was okay for a while, but then I wanted more again. And I was looking for more of a challenge and looking for to take on more. And when the company was bought out by a larger company, I saw again an opportunity, and I had to again make myself known and to go and ask for this and to buck tradition, if you will, and ask for this. And again, that was something that was successful. It was a different boss at the time because the old boss, he went with the old company. And so this was again a cycle that was repeating. Once you've identified your pattern, I want you to do this and think about a pattern of success. It can be in a work situation, it can be in a personal situation with relationships, or you could start with a personal situ or with a work situation and then test it against a personal situation. Because you want to test this again to make sure that this indeed is another pattern. The next step in this is to think about the decision points, because what you want, remember, we want to continue these positive patterns that lead to success, and we want to remember where the decision points we had, where were the opportunities that we could have chosen differently, and why didn't we choose differently? So if I look back at this situation that I was in, the decision points were, I was doing okay. I was making good money. I could have stayed there. It was very stable. I had good holidays. I didn't really have to work too hard. I could work my hours and go home and do other things. But I was restless. I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. I knew that there was much more that I could contribute. That was a decision point. I had to decide at that point whether or not I wanted to move ahead or if I wanted to just stay where I was. And I decided, as in this pattern that I had to go ahead. But with the pattern also is the questioning and the self-doubt and the lack of confidence and the lack of self-worth, that whole questioning thing. When you give way to that, your intuition is telling you, you can do this. Of course you can do this. I'm asking you to do this, and you can. Maybe I needed some more training. Maybe I needed a little bit more on the job experience. Whatever it was, there was no question that I could do it. And so after that, questioning myself and sort of backing off a bit, then that restlessness returns. You really want to do this thing. And so that's, that I've learned to listen now so that when I first hear that restlessness, I pay attention to it more the first time, rather than going through all these cycles and wasting time, because that's really just all I was doing. Nonetheless, it took time and it took more confidence, wanting to give it a try and being successful with it. And every time you do that, no matter how small, how small the step is, the success is, it builds energy and it releases energy for you to grow and to develop your strength. It's all there within you. It just wants to be expressed. It's not something that anybody else is going to give you, nor can they take it away. It's all there within you. So keep that in mind. It's wanting to be expressed. It's a matter of letting it be expressed and letting down those barriers that you've got, that you've erected to hold that in and to hold that dream in, whatever it is, those voices that are telling you why you can't do it, too old, not enough money, too late, not enough people to help, whatever it is. There was a great deal of fear that I had it wasn't really, you know, life-threatening fear. It was more because I really wasn't confident in my own abilities. One of the things that I read, one of the books that I read at that time was a book called If Not Now, When? That was very meaningful for me because I realized that that was pivotal. If I'm not going to do it now, when am I going to do it? I can't start it yesterday. I'm moving forward in this life. What am I waiting for? There is absolutely no reason. This is a tactic that I use a lot now. I used it just last summer when I was debating whether or not I should go on a vacation. Wasn't a vacation. It was a working trip. And I was going to be away for what turned out to be 6 weeks. And I thought, there's no way that I can do this. You know, I can't afford it. I can't be away from work or my home base that long. All of these excuses. And then I thought, wait a minute, if I don't go now, when am I going to go? And if I really think about it, why am I not going? I can work from the road. I can, you know, I've got the time. If I'm working, it doesn't matter where I am. And so you reason and rationalize and get this current reality like we talked about doing last week. But that whole thing about, you know, if not now, when, that's become a big, major question that I ask myself when I'm trying to stop myself from doing things or when those questions. And that's been really helpful for me. It's surprising when you ask for things, and it can be hard to ask. But when you ask for things, most often people are going to say yes if it's something that they can see that you're interested in doing. And oftentimes they're just waiting to be asked. If you ask people for help or for resources, it takes some gumption to do that. Try it though. You'll be surprised at what happens. And then there's this elation from when you've, first of all, got up the nerve to ask for something. And then secondly, you got a positive answer and a positive response. And then thirdly, you were successful at it. So it builds on itself and it continues to build strength and to open up more of your power and to have more of your power available to you. It also opens up your creativity and signals to spirit, to the universe, that you are open for business and you are willing to take those steps. You're trusting. Those things are all there. We are just holding ourselves back. We do this all the time without even realizing it. That's why it's important to look at the patterns that you have and look at, you know, where these decision points are. If at the very beginning, when I experienced that restlessness, if I had said, no, I'm not going to do this, then I could have retreated back. I could have stayed where I was. I would not have felt good though. I did that for many years in my marriage. This cycle could have been applied exactly to that. I kept saying to him, I knew that things weren't right and there was this restlessness that I was not in the right role for me. And this restlessness that was there. And I kept saying, well, everything looks perfect, you know, from somebody else looking in, what's the matter with me? I've got a good job. I've got this beautiful house. I travel all over the world. I make good money. Why am I not happy? And so that was the questioning part of it myself. And then that would, you know, maybe stop things for a while. And then that questioning would come back again. And so I could apply this right through to the same way that I dealt with my relationship and that particular relationship. Take a look at the patterns in your life. And I want you over the next week to look at the successful patterns. Again, we won't look at the ones where you're unsuccessful. We're going to look at those the following week. But I want you to do those things, to look at those unsuccessful. I want you to look at those patterns where you're successful. The reason you're doing this is because, remember, we are identifying your strengths here. And so what were the strengths that kept you going, that helped you to be successful, and that help you keep being successful with your repeating patterns? Maybe you haven't noticed that there's that much of an escalation in the patterns just yet. That's okay. This is where we're starting, and this is what we're uncovering. And what's going to be there for you to use as you put this dream into action. So look for your patterns. This is on the handouts that I have for you for your homework as well. Look for the patterns and write them down. If you need help thinking about them, do that visioning exercise again. Just close your eyes, focus, and think about when is the time that you've been really successful. What were the steps that led up to that? You know, write them all down one by one, and till the time that you come out to the other end and it was a period of success for you. Once you've done that, think about another situation and where you were successful and see if that same pattern fits in. There might be a few variations, and the time, you know, one could have happened over a month, one could have happened over 3 years. What you're looking for is the underlying theme, not the exact same situation, but you're looking for the theme and the pattern. So this is something that you're going to be doing over the next week. It may seem that all these things are unrelated right now, but we're going to be putting these all together in getting you to live your dreams. I want you to be patient as we work through this. I know that some of you, I've heard from some of the things that you're doing, and it's so exciting. Take the time now, though, to do the groundwork so that you're set up properly for huge success, the most success that you can have, and do this work. You will soon be through it and living your dream. That's how we get to power. Part three is power up. So once you've done, there's two basic exercises for this week. One is to identify those people that you admire and the qualities that you admire. Those are going to become your assets because those are in you. So look and, you know, pick as many as you want and write them down. This is hard to admit sometimes that we've got these things in ourselves. Really? I'm really like this? Yes, you are. That person is mirroring that back to you. So that's the first part of the exercise. Get those people who you admire. Even if it's people that you don't know, who are people that you admire? Why? Why do you admire them? And then the second part is to look at those patterns that you've got and identify what those steps are, what the decision points were. The last part of the homework exercise is for you to have daily affirmations that say, I am, and whatever those assets are, I am empowered, I am beautiful, I am loving, caring, whatever it is, whatever those things are that you see in other people, you're going to affirm those to yourself and imprint in those that those are really in you, helps you believe them yourself. So that's the homework that you're going to do. I'll have a few more resources on the website as well. And those are really the formative part of this module. Identifying your strengths and writing them down. Again, writing them down imprints them for you and helps you believe them yourself and accept them. And do that because you're going to need these to live your dream. So be open with them and call on them and use them. These are your gifts, your attributes, your talents, those things that are uniquely yours that have come together so that you can fulfill your unique purpose here. That's what we've got to work with in this module. And I really want you to focus on, again, what are your strengths? This is exciting because you're going to come up with strengths that you didn't know because you're going to be seeing that. You're going to be looking in the mirrors of other people. That brings us to the end of Module 2 and identifying your strengths. If you have any questions about how you go about this or if you're unclear as to how to identify these patterns, please make sure to let me know. I want you to get this. I want you to grasp these concepts and to use these. It's fundamental. It's really important that you have these and that you use them in what you're doing now going forward in living your dream. So make sure you do ask me if you have any questions at all. Thank you.